Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Recent post on Reddit has offered insight on how dating apps may be trying to further customize the user experience, though some folks may not appreciate the focus paid to one physical feature in particular. Oh God, they added a height filter, reads the entry from last week, with a screenshot showing an apparent new tool on the Tinder dating app that allows people to set height preferences for potential dates. A Tinder spokesperson confirmed the filter's existence, something that even the company once joked about on April Fool's Day. To TechCrunch, they made this like a parody.
Right.
Now they're actually doing it. Noting that only users who pay for Tinder Gold, and as you said, Ted, Tinder Premium, not those who use the free version of the app, will have access to it. Plus, the filter won't be a hard filter, per se, sifting out every single profile that falls below the user's set height requirements. Instead, it will simply prioritize the recommendations based on those preferences. So, those will just come up first.
All right.
And so, it'll go by height, I guess. This is part of the broader effort to help people connect more intentionally on Tinder, according to the company's Phil Price. He said in the statement. So the height filter has obviously spawned on an entry on Know Your Meme, which notes concerns that the future could limit profile visibility for a large percentage of men on the app, and also broaches the subject of bias against not-so-tall men on the site. It's over for short men, one story cited on The Independent.
I mean, it's not. Short King Summer.
Short King Summer.
That's what I've deemed. It's just like, look, if you're overweight, you know what I mean? Trust me, I know this personally. It is a struggle. But at the end of the day, you could lose weight.
Yeah.
I can't do anything about my height. That's like just saying, I don't date blacks or I don't date Hispanics.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, well, nobody could do anything about the color of their skin the way they were born.
But someone else makes a good point here. Let's not forget the motivation for all business decisions. It's also something they've done to get women to pay for Tinder.
Yeah.
It's not free. So
you're right.
They're hedging their bets like, people can get mad. We're going to make money on this, right? Whatever the superficial thing is everyone's looking for, you're like, F it. If you want the height, we offer the height filter. So that's how you sell it. People get upset. But the flip side is, we're going to make coin.
Mm-hmm. Well, I told you, like, I went on a few dates with a girl. She was 5'11". Mm-hmm. Just 5'11". Now, she wore heels. She was even taller.
Sure.
But, like, I didn't mind. But after a while, it kind of got annoying. Like, I couldn't use the bathroom in a bar and come back where there wasn't somebody else talking to her. And it's like, we're obviously on a date. And they're like, are you? Like, yeah.
Damn.
It's like I know she's tall, but it's like we're on a date.
Yep.
Are you?
I know. Just like, yeah. And then people go, and then if you say something like, yeah, MF-er, then it's like, right. You don't have to be angry, little guy. And it's like, Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Yeah. Right? Like, I wasn't. You're being the D.
So
I'm getting worked up.
This was
it's Short King Summer.
Yeah, Ted, you're gonna like this one. This was a bizarre one, right? So I just gotten a divorce. I just been separated. I really have zero interest in going out with anybody. If I met somebody out, and I was like, game on. No problem. I just didn't want to go on a date or do any of that crap, you know? So my buddy, I'm staying in a hotel room in the area. Uh-huh. And actually, I'm down in Tacoma. Why not? So at any rate, my buddy's in a different hotel. And he says, look, he says, I'm kind of interested in this girl. We're going to go. I'm going to meet her up at the bar. Why don't you meet me down there? I think maybe one of her friends is coming, whatever, you know. All right. Yeah.
Cool.
So I said, yeah, whatever, man. I just figured we're meeting at the bar.
Right.
So we go to this place and they were already there. I was late. I told them I was going to be late. But I didn't think it was dinner. They weren't doing dinner. They were just going to meet up to get drinks.
This is a sit-down dinner?
Okay, so when I get there, all right, there's three of them at a table, and then there's an empty chair across from this girl that I have no idea who the hell it is, right? Okay. So, also...
Is she good looking?
I'll tell you more later.
Took too long to answer.
Now,
all right.
First of all...
Leave it at that.
First of all, it's early. It's like 5:30.
Did they see you walk in?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh,
I'm sure.
So maybe you were just gonna like.
Oh man! And you know me. First of all, if I'm going to a bar, I want to be at the bar.
Right.
I do not want to be at a table in the corner, which is kind of like, you know, just like we're gonna like I can't see the TVs. I'm supposed to talk to this person, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So apparently, I was more like 45 minutes late. Okay.
Apparently.
They had been there. They had been there for a while. They'd already eaten appetizers. All right. So, but my buddy, he ordered me what I normally get there for dinner.
Okay.
I was not ready to eat dinner, nor did I want to eat dinner there. And I did not definitely want to, once I started talking, I was like, oh no, this is going sideways. So anyway.
Wait, was the conversation with her that bad?
She didn't really talk too much.
Okay. So, you were 45 minutes.
That was fine. But I kind of, you know, she just kind of seemed off, right? And then my buddy and his girl, they were chatting back and forth. So they're doing all the talking, right? I'm just sitting there like, oh, no, you know? So she says something like, she says, okay. Jesus. So they pretty well clean up. They're eating fast. Like they are eating.
They're hungry.
They're hungry.
They know they were going to dinner.
They're going after it, right? I'm just sitting there like, I could have used a roll, or you know, I mean, if I'm gonna eat maybe a salad first, or maybe some appetizers. But there's the food. I'm just like, oh god. So I kind of cut into it. I'm like, oh man, all right, here we go. So I'm just like, I'm not hungry. So I get a couple more shots, get a couple more beers. I'm sitting there. By this point in time, they're kind of done,
right? You know?
And she looks over at me and she goes, "Are you not hungry?" I said, to be honest with you, man, I was not prepared to eat dinner. I did not know. I'm not really hungry right now. I said, I might be hungry later, but no, I'm not hungry. She's like, are you going to eat that? And I said, actually, I am not. She's like, can I eat that? And I was like, yeah. So I handed her the plate. And within 3 minutes, this steak is gone.
Whoa. It's
gone. And I'm looking at her. And
it's protein goals.
I was like, man, I was like, that is impressive. You are really hungry.
Oh, you said that?
Yes.
Oh, that's bad.
No, it's not. It's not.
I mean, unless she's a bodybuilder.
Here's what was bad. She said, I just got out of rehab. I've been in for 3 weeks. The food was horrible.
Oh,
okay.
I'm starving. And I was like, that explains a lot.
Now you're interesting.
This is explains a lot.
She's at a rehab eating your steak and you're drinking.
She's starving. Well, it wasn't alcohol rehab.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah, she was.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Emaciated.
Oh, that's like the opposite of what I was thinking.
Correct.
Oh, I see.
I was like, oh, man, you weren't doing so well, are you?
Wow. Could you kind of recognize that as soon as you saw her?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Did you have to try, like, not to stare at her weird when you're sitting across from her?
No, it was fine. The conversation was fine. I was just like, there's something going on here. You know, I don't know what it is.
Oh, that's going on.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
I'm like, ah, oh, no.
Nobody's neck itches that much. That right? Just,
so I know you got out of rehab, but I don't believe you stayed sober when you got out.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, if she's eating, she must be sober, though.
Well, at that point in time, she must have had, like, a day or herself.
I was going to say, I think
starving on the way down.
Yeah. So I feel like most of those drugs, like hard drugs, I don't think you can eat much.
Or you just choose not to.
Well, like when I lived like in Belltown, I'd see the heroin people like the next day.
Yeah.
But it was always just chips and like ice cream.
Yeah, my buddies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He hit me under the table. Like, they go, he's like, sorry, man. I didn't know, man.
The hell, dude?
You didn't tell me.
Right.
You didn't tell me we were eating dinner. You know what I mean? Like, here I am. Like, what the hell, man?
Come on, man.
I mean, I need to, like, meet someone or see someone before I sit down and do dinner. You know what I mean? You can't set me up for dinner.
No.
Not unless you tell me.
But she's fresh out of rehab. You'll love it.
No, what if I said drinks and food?
To me, if you go drinks first, I do think of a bar. Listen, yeah. A little more casual.
All right, so what happened?
Can I say hi first before we even sit down and eat?
Well, no, what happened to me, I invited some people to go get drinks and food.
All right.
But we went to a steakhouse where I know the bartender, and he, like, so we ended up, and they were like, same thing. They showed up late. They had been somewhere else, and they were kind of like, oh, we didn't know we were doing all this. And I was like, well, it's kind of a nice place. Like, so anyhow, they blame me for how drunk they got, because they had been pre-gaming before they got there.
Okay.
But yeah. I said, I didn't say it's a sit-down. I just said, we're going to sit at the bar and have drinks and food.
Did you sit at a table at the bar? Is that
no.
You
we
just,
all
you
sat
did
at,
sit
the bar.
At the bar. Oh, well then, yeah, to me, that's fine.
Yeah.
That works.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
if I'm sitting at the bar, then to me, it's just more casual.
I never met you. I did not know we were going to eat dinner together. And now we're at a place where a steak costs $65.
And you ate it.
Hey, look at that.
I mean,
I am not wrong.
You're right, dude.
Look, if everything, maybe it could have worked out. I don't know.
Well, generally, even for me,
it depends on the person.
Like, I feel like you go get coffee or a drink first. And then go, oh, this is nice. Let's go get a meal.
I agree.
She was also.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Jesus,
right.
Man.
All right.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.